EVmojo is a company that has very much its finger on the pulse of electric cars and electric cars in Australia in particular. I'm going to speak to Daniel Kalo now. Now, Daniel is from EVmojo. He'll fill us in on the affordability of electric cars and a few other facts and figures. It is the future, so have a listen closely because this is where we're all headed. Hi, Daniel, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Chris.
We're going to talk electric cars again today, as we always will be doing on this segment. And there are some really interesting things happening in the world of the electric car, none more so than they are becoming actually a little bit more affordable.
Yeah, they definitely are. And, in recent times, we've seen a lot of different manufacturers bring in their electric models at affordable prices. But, I mean, traditionally, I suppose a lot of people have perceived electric cars as being very expensive and something for, a bit upmarket. What's your perception been on electric cars?
Well, I think electric cars are certainly the way of the future, but like most people, concerned at the price of them. I mean, the price of them is probably getting close to double what a petrol engine car of the equivalent size would be. So that's still a concern, I think.
Yeah. I mean, look, it is, and a lot of people ask me as well. What is it? Why is it that electric cars are so expensive? Is it that the manufacturers are just wanting to make big profits? And the answer to that is no. It's the technology. I mean, the biggest part of any electric car is actually its battery, and the battery pack itself. Automotive battery cells are of the highest grade because they go through a lot of cycles. So it represents a very expensive part of the car, and also the R&D. So there's a lot of, research and development to be able to make electric car work. And automakers, they need to move from, building petrol engines and transmissions and using more mechanical-based engineering to technology-based engineering, where it's, more the Silicon Valley. You need a bunch of coders to be able to develop and design the algorithms that, enable these cars to operate and work, because they're very technology-centric. So it's quite an expensive process, and in recent years we've seen that process become more efficient, and we've seen a lot of investment in the space as well.
Daniel, I suppose the more they sell of these cars, obviously the price is going to come down. That's generally the rule for most things, I think, isn't it?
Oh, look, 100%, and we've seen it with Tesla. I mean, take a look at at Tesla in Australia as an example. A couple of years back, before the Model 3, the cheapest Tesla you could buy would be about $130,000 drive away, and that would be the Model S, a base model of the Model S. And now we're seeing the Model 3 at $72,000 drive away, almost half the price. And as they bring out more models and the models target a broader range of consumers, we're definitely going to see prices drop again. And they're tipping that a Model 2 might come out in a few years that'll be, sub $50,000. So for Tesla, that's groundbreaking.
Absolutely. Now, I know that all the manufacturers are looking at electric cars because there's no doubt in the world that that's the way of the future. But of course, the Chinese, they're always into everything. And the MGZS, that's a pretty affordable EV, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, this MG that has come out is absolutely groundbreaking in its price. Prior to the MG, the cheapest electric car in Australia would have been the Nissan Leaf at around $53,000-$54,000 drive away. A fairly conservative styled hatchback with reasonable specifications. And the MG comes in at $43,990, which is, about $10,000 less, but it's not a hatchback, it's an SUV. So it's really punching above its weight. And a lot of people have asked how they're doing it and whether they're even making money. And I've been fortunate enough to speak directly with MG on this, and they say that, yeah, they're making profit on the car at that price, because they own the battery production facility as well, so they're able to, produce pretty much most of the car themselves. And that's what we're going to start seeing more of, and that's what we're seeing more of in manufacturers is, this vertical integration where they produce most of the parts of the car, the expensive parts themselves, in order to bring price down. But the MG is just an amazing, amazing vehicle to come in that sub 50K mark, and compete with, you know, a lot of other petrol equivalents, even in a similar price range.
Absolutely. Now, I know, well, we're into 2021 now, well and truly into 2021. In your opinion, what are some of the affordable options that are around and may come up during this coming year?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one. And, you know, to have an exact answer is always very difficult because this space is moving very fast. And there's also a few hurdles, particularly in Australia, in relation to incentives. So some of the manufacturers may or may not bring out models this year, but we've always, we're looking at the horizon all the time at EV Mojo. So we try to always get an accurate estimate as possible in relation to what's coming out. And this year, there's a few exciting models. We're going to see a new variant of the Nissan Leaf, for starters. That's coming out with a bigger battery. Volkswagen hopefully will bring out their ID range of electric cars, which is their new MEB platform, which is a platform that's specifically designed for electric. So the ID3, if that was to come out by the end of the year, we'd probably see a sub 50k vehicle there. The Mazda MX-30, so Mazda's first electric car into the in the market for them, is tipped to come sometime this year in Australia, and that's going to sit around the mid 50s as far as pricing goes, and that's a very exciting model for Mazda to bring out and for the Australian market to experience. And Kia is going to bring out their e-Niro, which is a little hatchback, and that's going to be around the 60k mark, and that's quite an exciting offering. So there's three models there, three or four models there, plus there's a few more tipped, but I won't mention them at the moment because we don't know whether or not they're actually coming out. But we're probably going to start seeing some of the Chinese makers bring out models too. So if NIO were to come into the Australian market, or XPeng, they would they'd have some pretty aggressive pricing on their vehicles that would compete with some of the Japanese and Korean automakers.
Well, it sounds very, very promising for the future, and I know that they'll even be aiming to get the prices lower as the time passes and the car sales in numbers increase, and that can only be good news. Look, Daniel, we'll be going to talk on a monthly basis, and you'll keep the listeners informed on what's happening in the world of electric cars, because as we were saying before, it is the future. A very big thank you to EV Mojo for doing that, and for yourself for presenting.
No worries, Chris. Thank you very much.